I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Was last night sort of an acceptable loss, if there is such a thing? Or was this something that has people really concerned, given how poorly certain elements of the Eagles played, given how many injuries there were? Our own Ray Dininger is with us here every Monday, right after whenever Eagles play, right after Eagles game, to break it down. Hey, Ray, welcome in. Thanks for joining us, as always.
How are you, Dom?
Very well, Ray. So I heard you clearly three or four times last week say it could be expected that you favored Atlanta slightly in this. I think I heard you on Sunday say that with Glenn, that was to be expected. I don't know that the tenor in town, though, is kind of an expected loss. People know the ebb and flow of the NFL, or they're pretty upset. We're hysterical in Philadelphia too, pretty easily.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Totally. I get that. But I picked Atlanta. I just thought in the NFL, it's about who you play, but it's also about when you play them. And I thought the Eagles were walking into a tough spot going to Atlanta for this game. I just did. I mean, it's early in the season, and your team is still – you're still shaping your team, really.
Right.
Your team isn't all that well-formed at that point. And you were going down to Atlanta and catching the Falcons a week after they just got mauled in Minnesota, beaten up badly in every phase. They were terrible on offense. They were terrible on defense. They got a punt blocked. You couldn't play much worse than the Falcons did a week ago on the road. So now they're coming home to play their home opener on primetime, 0-1, and very much aware that if they fall to 0-2, their season could all pretty much be over.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're getting what I still think is a quality team, a team not all that far removed from playing in a Super Bowl themselves, who already feel in week 2 that their backs are against the wall. And so I really thought that the Eagles were walking in there and they were going to be getting the Falcons' best shot, and they did. I mean, the Falcons played like you would expect a desperate team to play. They weren't particularly efficient. They made a lot of mistakes, too. Matt Ryan, the local kid who quarterbacks the Falcons, threw 3 interceptions. They made enough mistakes to lose the game, but they were so desperate to fight to the end that they found a way to win. And that's kind of how I kind of thought that's the way the game was going to play out. I thought it was going to kind of be a back-and-forth, really close game that would probably go down to the very last possession, and it did. But I'm not quite as distraught as the fans are, because you know I did, you know, I don't know how everybody else felt. I didn't think this team was going 16-0. I mean, I thought they were going to drop a few, and you've got a whole lot of football left to play. So I don't think this, you know, this derails this team's drive to the playoffs. What does concern me now are the injuries. I guess we'll find out today how serious they are. But you know, they need to get those guys back because they cannot afford to lose next Sunday at home to Detroit.
No, without a doubt, and Detroit's better this year, right?
Seem to be.
Yeah,
I think they you know, it's a second year under this coach, and they do look better than they did before. And I mean, they're trying to change their image a little bit. I mean, they were a team that was just purely about, you know, Matthew Stafford and the passing game, and they're trying to get a little toughness to them now. They run the ball a little bit more. They're a little less of a finesse team, and that was a good win for them yesterday because the Chargers are a good team, and they found a way to beat the Chargers. So they come in here now actually with a better record than the Eagles. They're 1-0-1, and the Eagles at home should certainly win this game, but we have to find out how many players are going to be available to them before we know.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ray Dininger every Monday, usually, after an Eagles game. Look, Carson Wentz almost bailed him out at the end, but I think we saw, to me, Ray, some of the flaws in Wentz early on. Was it Wentz or was it something else?
I think you saw the first half was he was way off. I mean, he was 6-for-16 in the first half and did not play well. But I mean, there were other circumstances involved there. There was the offensive line, I thought, played quite poorly. For what I think is a good offensive line, they did not play well last night. And then very early in the game, well, even before the game, he winds up losing one of his key offensive players in Dallas Goedert. And then almost immediately when the game starts, he loses Jeffries and Jackson. So the whole passing game just changes at that point. And now you're going to be playing with guys who are good players, but they're young players who don't get many reps in practice. So that definitely throws off the timing of the passing game. And it took the better part of a half for Wentz to kind of figure that out. But in the second half, I thought he played really well. And I thought he played really gutsy. I thought that in the fourth quarter there, it really looked like he kind of put the team on his shoulders and put them in a position where they went ahead with 2 minutes to go and could have won the game. And I thought that was, in terms of, you know, sometimes I think we lose sight of the fact that he is still a young quarterback. He's still developing. But I thought last night, in terms of his toughness and his leadership, and on a night that wasn't going very well, that in the fourth quarter, when you needed him to play like a star, he did. I think even though you lose this game, I think Carson Wentz takes a big step forward in terms of his growth as a professional quarterback. Because he took a physical pounding.
Oh, looking at him and just being in that at minor levels, Ray, he was hurt. I mean, he was shaking. That hit to his ribs and all. He was hurt. Not sense that he has to come out of the game, but he was hurt. No
he was for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he got sacked three times.
Yeah, now he was feeling it.
But he got hit a dozen other times.
Yeah,
And the three sacks, I mean, it could have easily been six or seven. There were a couple of them when he should have been sacked that he fought his way out of. Physically he got beat up. And there were times in the first half there where I said to Seth Joyner, we're watching the game together, I said, Seth, he's hurt. I mean, he just doesn't look right. But he's such a competitor and he's such a tough guy that he fought through it. And then in the fourth quarter, when you really needed him to take charge of this game, he did. So statistically, it's not a great game. You look at the numbers and you say, geez, 61 quarterback efficiency rating, that's not very good. But I think this was a game where if you watched the game, you understood that he played much, much better than those numbers would indicate.
Absolutely. Ray, a parting question for you today. Last week in our game, you were tremendous with Cotter and Seinfeld. Who is it that is past that you would, number one, to have a beer with? Who would that be?
Well, I don't drink beer, so let's make this a root beer. Is
okay.
That fair?
All right, that's fine.
Because last week I had to amend your question, too, because I had never seen Seinfeld.
Okay.
One of these weeks, Dom, I'll be able to
we'll
answer
be
the
right
question.
There in the sweet spot, yes.
Well, one of these weeks I'll be able to answer the question
okay.
as it's written. But, okay, I'll do the best I can. I would like to have a root beer with – I've always thought this. To me, he's such a great character. I would love to have met Babe Ruth.
Oh yeah, Babe Ruth is going to make sure you're drinking more than root beer.
Well, I know, and I know he's not drinking root beer, but I just think he is such a giant figure in not just in the history of sports, but in the history of America. That there is so much that if I would just love to have an opportunity to sit down and talk to him and just kind of just. Just have him tell me stories about.
I agree. In sport in America, the only one that matches it might be Muhammad Ali. They're the biggest beyond figures imaginable. Yeah,
I would agree with that. I think he's a comparable figure, and you know, a guy who in many ways, I mean, saved baseball. I mean, after the Black Sox scandal, baseball had no future in this country, and Babe Ruth brought people back to baseball. So yeah, I think he's a giant figure in the history of this country, and apparently a real fun guy. So I think he would be my choice.
Good stuff, Ray. Thank you. As always, we'll talk with you again next Monday.
I look forward to it, Dom. Have a great day.
Ray Dininger here, redeeming himself on that with the root beer and all that. You say Vince Lombardi, too, Dan. Okay.
Yeah, another sports figure I think would be a great conversation would be Lombardi.
I could just see what he's saying to you. Get down and give me 50. You're a producer. Come on now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.